But now welcome on the call, the head coach at Hampton, Robert Punte. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon.
You guys had a very hard-fought game at Villanova. You come up a little short, 24-10. As you come back and look at the tape, just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, I saw some good things. I thought our kids played hard up until the end. They made a few more plays than we did, but you got to give Villanova credit. They played well, and I thought it was a well-fought game, but we came up short at the end.
You guys gave up that big quarterback run on the second play, but you really defensively settled down after that. What did you, Rob was just talking about all the big plays they make. What did you guys do well defensively to really kind of slow them down?
I thought that Coach Koch did a great job of calling the game. I think you go back and look at it, you take away three plays, man, it's a great defensive call game. But, once again, the quarterback is a good player. He made some big plays. But I thought one thing I see that we're proving on, we're playing better with our eyes on defense.
I got questions this morning from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Marty.
How much anticipation are you feeling among your players for this William & Mary game? Your first one against them in the CAA.
I think it's big because, Mike is doing such a great job of that. This is a well-disciplined football team. I mean, you can see on offense, defense, and special teams, this is one of the better coached football teams I've seen. I mean, you look at them, they're in the right places. They're making the plays when they have to. Those guys are just – they're really doing a great job of that coaching. I mean, once again, this is one of the well-coached football teams I've seen. We're looking forward to them coming down and playing us.
Talk a little bit about Allie Shockley. He really seems to be coming on for you, making a lot of tackles, making his share of big tackles. Talk about why he has come so far so quickly this year.
Well, Marty, he plays that rover spot for us, so he's going to be around the ball a lot. But the thing about it, he plays with instincts. He's an undersized guy, but he plays with a big heart. And, he always called himself Bob Simons, the guy who used to play for the coach. He likes physical contact. He's doing a great job. He's been a good leader in the secondary, too. So, Ali has been tremendous for us this year. We can't, I can't say enough about him as a football player, but most of all, he's a good human being.
And it looked like your defense really rebounded this week and had a good game. But the offense has had a couple of weeks in a row where they haven't moved the ball well. What is it that you're seeing that you feel like you need to improve on the most on that side?
Marty, we've been going through it most of the year. There's a lot of growing pains over there. We got a lot of young guys over there, but that's no excuse. We got to continue to get better. It's something that we just got to keep coming in to work every day and harking on fundamentals and technique and just keep improving and the improvement, it'll show up at the right time.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Robert, offensively, you guys you went 2 for 13 on third down, only had it for 24 minutes. How big of a factor was that in the game, not being able to extend some drives?
You're not going to beat too many people if you don't convert on third downs. And we got to do a better job. And I got to do a better job of preparing our guys on third downs and working with our offensive coordinator so we can convert some of these third downs. So, I'll take full blame for that.
One of the guys who had a nice day at the wide receiver spot was Trent Cloud. 3 catches for 45 yards. He had his first TD catch for Hampton. I think he's a transfer from Cincinnati. Talk about the day that he had and what you like about him.
Well, I'm glad to see Trent, being a senior. Trent has been just a really great leadership in our program for the last 2 years, and to see him have some success, because a lot of times Jada, the ball is being thrown to Jada. It's good to see us pass the ball around and get some more guys involved. But a lot of times when you got, a young quarterback and he's developing into, he's trying to understand the different players, you run into that. But it's good to see, Trent have some production.
William & Mary offensively is one of the top rushing teams in FCS, but they do it with a variety of backs and a lot of misdirection formations. How challenging is that as a defense to try to slow those guys down?
It's very challenging. You know, well, once again, Mike, it's just an unbelievable job they're doing. They're getting the most out of the players, but I think it's just great coaching. These guys are flat out coaching, man. You watch them on film. I mean, these guys are playing with their eyes. You know, they're blocking well. The scheme is good. And the scheme fits the quarterback. They're doing a great job, offensive, defense, and special teams. You know, this, once again, this is one of the most well-coached football teams that I've been on, just faced, period, in this conference.
You guys, I know, have rivalry with Norfolk State. Last week you got to, or a couple weeks ago, you get to play Richmond, now William & Mary. How nice is it to play some of these other FCS state teams and potentially build some rivalries with some other teams in the state down the road?
Right. I mean, it's great to play them, but I don't know if we're a rival. We got to win some games to be a rivalry, man. We ain't beat nobody yet. So, I mean, but it's great. It's great to see William & Mary and Richmond and the other teams come down and play us. I think that when we get to the point that we're at the level of competing the way we should and get the DNI, I would put the word rivalry in there. But right now, it's not a rivalry. We gotta make it a rivalry.
All right. Well, Robert, good luck on Saturday. I appreciate your time today, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.